And now it's time for this week's main theme. That's right, the subject for the rest of this week's programme is music. So rock and roll or Rachmaninoff, drum and bass or Debussy, most of us can't get enough of the stuff. So we'll be peering into the science behind it. We'll be doing a spot of musical myth-busting, asking if personality relates to musical preference and whether music can influence our behaviour. Do stay tuned.
But first, let us introduce you to the Naked Scientist band. This is for one night and one night only. Here is me on the cello. Here is longtime friend of the show and science demo extraordinaire Dave Ansell on the electric guitar.
The acoustic electric guitar.
Beautiful. And Georgia Mills on the kazoo. Georgia, that sounds amazing. How's your musical career going?
Excellently. Well, you wouldn't let me play my ukulele, so you have to listen to the annoying buzzing of a kazoo.
Now, Dave, take my cello, for example. How do string instruments actually work?
Well, they're producing sound, and if you've ever felt your throat while you're talking, you should be able to feel a vibration. And so sound is basically just a vibration in the air. So that vibration on a string instrument is happening in the strings. And each string has a different pitch at which it likes to vibrate, which it resonates at. So if you pluck your different strings, it all vibrate at a different pitch. If you change the length of the string, it will change that pitch as well, and the tautness of the string. So when you're tuning it, you will change the tautness of the string. But as you heard with my beautiful acoustic electric guitar earlier, so this is basically just the string vibrating. It's very quiet and it sounds pretty rubbish. But the difference between this and your cello is that your cello's got the beautiful wooden box underneath.
Ah, this hollow box, right?
Exactly, which is there to convert this vibration in the string, which is actually quite quiet because it can't get out into the air very efficiently, into a vibration into the air. So it's about making the air vibrate when the string is vibrating.
Ah, so this is the natural amplifier, right, that the electric guitar achieves by being plugged into an amp.
Yes, the electric guitar gets away from having to have these big boxes by electromagnetically detecting the movements of the strings and then putting that directly into an amplifier and into a speaker.
Okay, so there are pretty important concepts that we need to get heads around when it comes to playing musical instruments. They include pitch and volume. And I believe you have a pretty nifty demo in order to illustrate these.
I have a very nifty demo anyway, and it makes lots of noise. I think it's quite cool. If we start off, we need some way of producing a vibration. So what I've got here is a hexagonal nut made out of steel. And I'm just going to roll it down something here. You might be able to hear a slight noise. So that was just rolling down a magazine, in fact. And so that wasn't very loud, but you could hear a bit of a vibration. If, however, if you take a balloon...
Oh, thank you very much.
And another nut. You put the nut in the balloon.
It's quite hard to do. It's quite fiddly.
Then you're going to inflate it, yeah.
Right, OK. Here goes. Why didn't I learn the clarinet? I'm not sure my lungs are up this. Oh, okay.
Katie has gone the same colour as the balloon, just so everyone at home knows.
Yeah, thanks, Georgia.
Which is red rather than green.
So I'll tie it now.
And tie it off. And now, instead of rolling the nut down the magazine, which obviously finishes, you have a circular thing you can roll it around. So if we swirl the balloon...
Okay. Here we go. Shall I try this?
Yeah,
go for it. Okay, here goes.
So it can start off attempting to roll, to not roll, and it's just sliding, which is what you heard there. Then it suddenly started rolling and you suddenly heard the lots and lots of noise. And if you compare it to my 5p coin, which is much higher but quieter. So it's quieter because the bumps on the 5p are much smaller, so they're producing smaller vibrations, and small vibrations are quiet, make a quieter noise.
Ah, so if you were to draw the sort of bump, the vibrations over time, the amplitude of the bumps would be smaller, right?
Yeah.
In the 5P,
yeah.
Because the ridges are smaller.
So that, yeah, so there's less changes in pressure, so they push on your ear less hard, and that's what you hear is a quieter noise. Which is the reason why if you get further away, things are quieter, because that sound, that energy is spread out over more area, so it can't push on your ear as hard, so it's quieter.
As I'm recording this, I'm actually looking at the waveform going along, and it matched what you're saying. For the 5P, they were smaller and closer together. So is that pretty much the pattern of the 5P hitting the balloon?
That's, yeah, because the 5P hits it more often, but more gently.
So the volume we covered, the higher pitch, this is the frequency of bumps, right?
Yeah, so how fast the vibration is the pitch. So because the 5P has got more smaller bumps, so to roll the same distance, it's going to bump a lot more often. So it's going to be higher pitch noise than the nut, and big nuts make a slightly lower pitch noise than small nuts as well.
So there we go. We've got a demo you can do at home. You just need a balloon, a 5P, and a nut, and there you've got frequency or pitch and amplitude or volume,
and a way of annoying your parents if you want to be a child listener.
I think in order to demonstrate the sort of put into practice what we've learnt, I'm going to play you something that I've been practicing for all of about 30 seconds. Hopefully, Naked Scientist listeners, you should recognise this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, beautiful. So, Dave Ansell, thank you very much.